A former state senator has announced his campaign for governor. Ben Downing served in the legislature representing his hometown of Pittsfield and other Western Mass communities before stepping down in 2017. He joins us now to discuss his campaign. Mr. Downing, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So first question I have is, why do you want to become governor?
I want to become governor to help build a fairer, stronger Massachusetts. I think Massachusetts has limitless potential. What we don't have is the leadership that's tapping into that potential. For too long, we've kicked the can down the road on big challenges facing us. Economic inequality, racial injustice, climate change. These are issues we talk about all the time, and we have the potential to solution. We have the potential to solve them, but we haven't tapped into that potential to do precisely that. That's why I'm running for governor.
Now, of course, one of the perhaps the big issues, if not the biggest issue right now, is the COVID-19 pandemic. How would you handle that if you were governor?
So on the first hand, when we first entered into the pandemic, we should have provided greater protections for workers so that everyone was on the same wavelength when it came to addressing the crisis. We had too many of our friends, our family members, our neighbors who were choosing between doing the right thing for the public health and making sure they kept a roof over their head. People who were essential workers who were out there exposing themselves too often to the virus and added to spread. Those folks should have had emergency paid leave so they could have stayed home and worked from home like many of us did. Not enjoyable, but would have been better for the public health. Since then, we should have had a much smoother rollout of the vaccine, and the vaccine should have been available in communities that were most directly impacted by the crisis itself. We saw in particular in gateway cities and in communities of color that they had the highest rates of virus spread and had the least access to the vaccine. We need to do far better there.
Now, you also discuss racial and economic inequality. How would you address those things?
We need to make investments in our communities. For the better part of three decades, Massachusetts has failed to make the investments in early education, in public higher education, in our transportation systems, in a way that would connect people to economic opportunity and would create more economic opportunity. I've seen that firsthand and lived it in my hometown in Pittsfield when we lost GE. Without a state that was willing to invest, we had to go through a generation of economic transition. And thanks to local leaders, we're climbing up out of that. But we could have been there far earlier and far sooner. That story can be told in hundreds of communities across Massachusetts. And while our statewide numbers look good, we need to look at those gaps, and we need to make sure that we can say to every kid in every community everywhere, they're going to have the opportunity to make the most of their God-given potential.
All right. Now, where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
Our website is benformass.com. You can go there, sign up for the email. We'll be trying to meet voters where they are now, which unfortunately means through Zoom, but also greatly through radio shows like yours here. And then hopefully as folks are safer and as the vaccine rollout ultimately gets to people, we'll be able to meet them, you know, in their community, going door to door, coffee shops and diners, winning one vote at a time.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Stay safe, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.